Hello, good afternoon. My name is Araceli from Opinion Research, and we are conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you registered to vote in South Carolina?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. This will be just a few minutes, and I would really appreciate your help. Politically, do you feel South Carolina is primarily a southern state or not?
A southern state? Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Like I said, it will be just a few minutes, just a couple of questions of general information. I would really appreciate your time. Do you support or oppose allowing patients in South Carolina who suffer from an approved list of serious medical conditions to use medical marijuana if their doctor recommends it?
Sure.
I'm sorry, did you say support or oppose?
No, I said yes. I'll say sure. I said sure, but yes.
I'm sorry, the line is breaking up. Just to make sure that we have the right answer from you. Did you say support, yes, or oppose, no?
Support, yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. School choice gives parents the right to use the tax dollars designated for their child's education to send their child to the public or private school, which best serves their needs. Generally speaking, would you say that you support or oppose the concept of a school choice?
Support.
Okay, thank you. Recently, the South Carolina legislature passed the Education Scholarship Trust Fund program, which is a school choice program that allows South Carolina parents to withdraw their K-12 child from public school and receive $6,000 to use for private school tuition and other educational expenses. Do you support or oppose this program?
Support.
Okay, thank you. We're halfway there, thank you. Currently, only students in low-income families qualify for the Education Scholarship Trust Fund program. Would you support or oppose giving all students, regardless of their family's income, the ability to receive a scholarship through this program? Would you support or oppose?
Well, I support anybody. Oh, no, I oppose that. It just needs to be for low-income families.
Okay. I'm sorry, since the line was breaking up. Was that support or oppose?
Oppose.
Did you say you oppose?
Oppose, ma'am.
I'm so sorry. Did you say support or oppose?
Oppose.
Okay, thank you. Would you be more likely or less likely to vote for a legislator who voted to expand eligibility for the Education Scholarship Trust Fund program to all students in South Carolina?
What's my choices?
I'm sorry?
Is that a support or oppose also?
No, in this case, would you be more likely or less likely to vote for a legislator who voted to expand eligibility for the Education Scholarship Trust Fund program to all students in South Carolina?
Less likely.
Okay, thank you. Do you believe that insurance companies and corporations prioritize their profits over people or not?
No, they do not.
Okay, thank you. Do you believe bars or restaurants that knowingly overserve alcohol to their customers should or should not share responsibility if that person were to drive and injure or kill someone?
If they knowingly did it?
If bars or restaurants that knowingly overserve alcohol to the customers should or should not share responsibility?
They should.
Okay.
They should.
Okay, thank you. South Carolina goes to great lengths to investigate their state court judges to make certain that they are qualified and free from conflict. This is usually a 3 to 4 month process. Do you believe this process helps to produce the best candidates, or do you believe this process needs to be changed?
I think it's fine the way it is.
Will that be process works or process needs to change? I'm sorry. The line was breaking up.
Works. Works.
Okay. Thank you. Just two more minutes. I promise. If a convenience store clerk or bartender was not properly trained by their employer on ID verification and they sold alcohol to a minor and that minor then caused a drunken driving accident in which another individual is injured, do you feel the employer should or should not be liable for compensating the victim for their injuries?
Read that one more time.
Do you want me to read the question again?
Please.
Okay. If a convenience store clerk or bartender was not properly trained by their employer on ID verification and sold alcohol to a minor and that minor then caused a drunken driving accident in which another individual is injured, do you feel the employer should or should not be liable for compensating the victim for their injuries?
They should.
Okay, thank you. Do you believe that insurance companies or corporations should or should not be able to avoid paying claims to victims by placing unnamed third parties on a verdict form that they know are unable to pay their share of awarded damages?
So what are my options? How am I supposed to answer?
Should not.
They should.
Or not sure.
They should.
Did you say not sure?
No, I said should.
Okay.
They should.
Okay. Marketing by personal injury lawyers heavily occupies public advertising space. In your opinion, how has this level of advertising influenced public perception of the legal profession? Do you feel it has helped the public perception of the legal profession, hurt the public perception of the legal profession, or had no effect on the perception of the legal profession?
I think it's hurt it.
Did you say hurt the public or helped? Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is for the public. Not sure. I don't know.
Okay. Thank you. Many personal injury lawyers advertise that they can get large insurance payout for motor vehicle accidents. In doing so, do you feel these lawyers are primarily interested in getting true justice for their injured client or maximizing their contingency-based legal fees?
Maximize their basic needs.
Okay, thank you. What impact do you feel advertising by personal injury lawyers claiming the ability to get large payouts has on automobile insurance premiums? Do they significantly increase premiums, somewhat increase premiums, have little or no effect on premiums, or reduce premiums?
Well, they raise premiums. Make it raise premiums.
Okay. Thank you. Do you feel that healthcare providers should or should not be required to keep a person's healthcare decisions confidential?
Should.
Hello?
They should.
Just to make sure, did you say they should?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Almost done. Just one more minute, literally. If parents are already involved in the decision-making process, do you feel governments should or should not intervene in LGBTQ gender-affirming healthcare decisions that regard individuals under the age of 18? Should or should not?
They should not. Insurance should have shouldn't have any. Yeah, should not.
Okay, thank you. And in terms of your political party identification, do you generally consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
Okay, thank you. And what is your age?
51.
I'm sorry?
51.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
White.
Thank you. All right. And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, other?
Male.
Thank you. All right. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time. Have a good day.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you.